waiting further information about their job security as the company moves forward selling assets to Hong Kong-based partners. United Workers Union Casino's director, Andrew Jones, said that they are seeking more information about the deal and hope that it prioritizes job security. The deal with Chow Tai Fook sees Star Entertainment give up their 50% stake in the $3.6 billion Queen's Wharf development in exchange for a mere $53 million cash injection. The deal was originally proposed in March before being delayed, with Star Entertainment telling investors on Tuesday that they are following through with the deal pending government approval.
The following story contains discussion of domestic violence. Listener discretion is advised. Queensland's Victims Commissioner has been required to attend a ministerial meeting after a review of the DV Connect domestic violence hotline discovered many problems in the system. The DV Connect analysis, released by Prevention of Domestic and Family Violence Minister Amanda Cam, revealed that only 2 in 5 calls were answered during the helpline's worst period. It was also discovered that from July 2023 to March 2025, the total number of abandoned calls had increased by 388%, with those who hung up on the helpline waiting an average of 13 minutes. Premier David Crisafulli said the review had raised serious questions about the management of the service.
In national news, the South Australian algae bloom continues to destroy the natural ecosystem, with a First Nations elder of the region likening it to, quote, watching Uluru be destroyed, unquote. Nyarrindjeri elder Mark Kulmatri runs Indigenous cultural tours in the Fleury Peninsula and told ABC Breakfast that the death of countless sea life has a huge significance to Indigenous culture and is very distressing. Quote, we have a responsibility to look after the things that belong to the South Coast. Now, when they are sick, so are we, unquote. This comes after Federal Environment Minister Murray Watt's visit to South Australia on Wednesday, where he announced the government will fast-track an assessment to investigate whether any local flora and fauna need to be added to the threatened species list as a result of the bloom. Mr. Kulmatri has urged the government to take stronger action and to work with the Indigenous community to find solutions to protect marine life.
For the first time in Australia, Biosecurity Tasmania has confirmed the presence of the mop-top virus in a Tasmanian potato farm. The virus is not harmful to humans, however, it can severely affect the yield and quality of potatoes. The Tasmanian Minister for Primary Industries, Gavin Pearce, has created an incident management task force after being briefed on the matter yesterday. The virus has only been detected on one farm, with Biosecurity Tasmania urging any other farmers to come forward if they suspect their crops may be affected.
In international news, the previously lost wreck of a 17th century warship has been found off the English coast. The Northumberland, a large 70-gun ship built in Bristol in 1679, sank off the Kent coast during high winds in what was known as the Great Storm. The wreck is more complete than previously thought, with cannons, chests, and even coils of rope being found intact on the wreckage, which was previously concealed by shifting sands. More surveys are to take place by archaeological diving teams, with hopes to answer questions on the past.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy, with some fog clearing up from earlier this morning. It's currently 11 degrees, with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is none, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.